From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Have you found some life in the services sector?
Oh, yes, we have. Well, yes, it's a mixed bag, actually, Mike. So we're grappling with this thesis at the moment that the economy is rebounding, and we're trying to get a handle on how real is that, how much of it is just the media blitz on the housing market, how much is that contributing to it. So what we've got to do is just keep a pretty close eye on the data, the facts, and the high-frequency data is helpful here. In the light of that, we're looking at the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index, which was released yesterday. That follows the Performance of Manufacturing Index released last week, so we get this data monthly. And we're not obsessing over minor data here, Mike. The services sector is a pretty big part of the New Zealand economy. So as I say, yesterday was a mixed bag. We really want to see these green shoots of recovery, and then we see them, and then we get a little reality check which follows on, and that's kind of what we're seeing in this data. So a little bit of expansion at the headline in the services sector. So headline level 51.4, that's expanding, it's good. It's up 1 point from September. But if you dig down at a granular level, if you dig into the detail, it's not all quite as hunky-dory. So firstly, we're still well short of the historical average for this data series, which is at 54. So we think, yeah, we're going well, but we're actually some way from the historical average. And then when we go into the sub-indices, things like the two in particular, the activity sales index and employment, both of those are still under 50. Yeah. Admittedly, not by much, Mike. I mean, but they're not growing. So if we look at this together, if we look at the services index together with the manufacturing index, it looks like we'll get a good bounce in GDP in the third quarter. What happens in the fourth quarter, and we're in that right now, that still sits in the balance a bit, and these supply chain issues aren't going to help. And maybe later this week we can actually put some facts around it. We'll try and get a handle on whether or not this is going to sort of put a break on the recovery.
All right, look forward to that. What about Sky City? They got a lot of people going through the door the wrong way.
Yeah, they do. So look, it's Sky City Entertainment, one of the larger companies on the exchange. Look, it's been challenging times for Sky City. If you think about it, they've had lockdown, they've had fires, they've had construction delays, they've had to do a capital raising. So not an easy time. They did give us a trading update yesterday, and that sort of got lost a little bit in all the management changes. In the 4 months to the end of October, New Zealand domestic revenue running at 88% of the same level last year. Operating margins have improved, though. Their earning expectations are ahead of where they expected them to be when they went to the market for more capital in June. The online casino is going well. The outlook, they said, is still unpredictable. They are prepared for more closures. But, yeah, what grabbed the headlines was the shuffling of their senior management team. I mean, the CEO, this guy Graham Stevens, he had indicated that he wanted to retire. Once the board decided who the heir apparent was, the dominoes all started falling. So the CEO is now going immediately. The chief operating officer, Michael Ahern, he stepped straight into the hot seat. The chief financial officer, Rob Hamilton, he didn't get the job, so he's going to try his luck elsewhere from June. The chief marketing officer, Liz McNally, she's off back to Adelaide. Mm. So tons of change. Now, the chair, Rob Campbell, assured everyone later in the day that there's a lot of coincidence here, but it is unusual to see so much change at senior management level. And in the absence of detail, it's the nature of the market to sort of speculate, I suppose. Share price did fall 11 cents or 3.5%. But look, I can't comment on whether there's coincidence in there or not. It's just, just lots of change. Sure. I would say one thing, Mike. It's been a heck of a year for a lot of businesses. And I think if you talk to people in business, not just in business, but in every walk of life, the stress levels this year have been higher than previous years, and there will be fallout from that at lots of people's personal levels.
That is true. What's Moderna done to the market?
We're up. 29,000. We're inching ever closer
30,000.
To the magical 30,000 level. Will we get it before you take off for your weeks and weeks and weeks of holiday? I don't know. 29,868 on the Dow, up 387 points, 1.32%. S&P 500, 3624, up 39 points, just over 1%. The NASDAQ lagging a little bit. It's only up 0.5%, 11,885. The FTSE 100, 6421, up 1.66% overnight. The Nikkei 25906, up 521 points. That was over 2%. The Shanghai Composite had a 1% gain, 3346. The Aussies had a bit of a problem yesterday. Their index couldn't trade. They had a few software issues. They did gain 79 points when they were trading, closing at 6484. The NZX 50, 12,744, up 45 points, 0.35%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar strong as an ox, just under 69 cents, 0.6897, 0.9419 Aussie, 0.5824 euro, 0.5227 pounds, 72.10 yen. Gold, $1,895.52. Brent crude, 44 bucks.
Have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz.